们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父。
Oh, merciful Heavenly Father.
还是站在你的面前，这个讲台是主你自己的。
We as your children stand before you. This podium belongs to you.
真是请求你自己在这里掌权。
May you have all the authority over this podium.
但愿你把适当的话语放在我的嘴中。
May you put your words in my mouth.
让我把它释放出来。
So that I can present your words.
让我们大家的目集就集中在你的身上。
So that all of us can fix our eyes upon you.
让你能够得到荣耀。
So you.May you have all the glory. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Can you hear?
Okay. I'm going to speak a little感谢神让有机会跟大家在这里分享这个信息。
Thank the Lord, I have this opportunity to share God's message with you.
选的题目是生活中的逆境。
My topic is adversity in life.
是从约伯记来的。
I taken this topic from the book of Job.
我不记得我们曾经在崇拜的时候念过这么长的经节。
I don't remember we ever read this much verses during the worship time.
我当时考虑是不是太多了要念。
I was thinking that is that too much for us to read?
不过我是觉得我们念这一遍，让我们真正的体会到约伯所失去的。
But upon our reading, I kind of understand that we can understand what Job had lost during his adversity in his life.
我小时候念书的时候常常听到一句话，不知道你们有没有听过。
When I was a little child, when I'm at school, I often heard this saying.
这句话是说人生不如意的事十之八九。
That's saying that in our life, a lot of things happen out of our hands that probably that's like 8 or 9 out of 10.
听过吗？
Have you heard of it?
还好我不是自己造的。不如意的事有80%-90%。
Things that often happen unwantingly from us that over like 80%.
我们国父孙中山先生革命。
Mr. 孙中山。
孙中山。
孙中山。He was called the father of the.
Republic
in Taiwan.
No, 整个的中国
in the whole
world. 他革命几次才成功，你们知道吗？
Do you know how many times he tried to his revolution so he get his success?
10 times.
10 times.
9次失败，第10次成功。
He failed 9 times, then the 10th time he succeeded.
是很明显的事情不是那么容易的。
And it's very obvious sometimes things is not just going the way we want it.
主耶稣也说过，你们在世上要有苦难。
And the Lord Jesus also told us that in this life you will have suffering.
这是我们可以确定，有一个真理就是世界上就是有苦难。
We can be sure of that. This is the truth that in this life, in this world, we will suffer.
但是苦难来了以后，我们怎么应付？
But how are we going to face all those difficulties and sufferings in our life?
我们准备好了没有？
Are we ready?
我也想不起来我在小学、中学、大学、研究院。你选过哪一门课帮助我去对付苦难？
I don't remember when I was at elementary school, high school, or college, or graduate school, I ever choose a class that teaches us how to face difficulties in your life.
约伯记不是一本我很喜欢念的圣经的书。
The book of Job is not my favorite book to read.
尤其好几章他那个三个所谓的朋友在他面前跟他辩论劝导是读起来很乏味。
And among these many chapters, there's several chapters described how his three friends trying to teach him during his suffering.
可是我们可以从约伯记里面我们来思想一下学习一些怎么样来应付苦难的功课。
But we can learn lessons from reading and studying the book of Job to how to face the difficulties in our life.
我们首先我们可以看，刚才看几点。第一点，我们看约伯是一个什么样的人。
First, we want to take a look what kind of person is Job.
然后我们试一下神跟撒旦之间的关系。
Then we can learn from this book that what is the relationship between God and Satan.
然后我们再思想约伯怎么样应付苦难。
And then we can learn what is Job's response during his suffering.
然后我们看一下他太太的反应。
Then we can take a look at his wife's response.
最后我们稍微的思想一个最大的题目，我们用的时间最少来思想，就是苦难对我们有什么好处。
And the last, we can learn about what is the benefit we can have during the suffering.
这可能是最困难的题目。
This probably is the most difficult topic.
在这里说，约伯是什么样的人？
In these verses, we can learn what kind of person is Job.
说他是一个完全跟正直，他是个完全正直敬畏神一个人。
And here it says Job is a person that is blameless and upright and fear God and shun evil.
我们在主日学曾经讨论到为什么称为完全人。
And in our Sunday school class, we talked about how can be a blameless person.
因为我们在看创世纪，神称亚伯拉罕为完全人。
And we learned from the book of Genesis, God calls Abraham as a blameless person.
这里说约伯是完全人。
Here, God calls Job as a blameless person.
你可能试想，不是说世界上没有一个人是完全人吗？
But you might be wondering, does the Bible teach us that there's no perfect person in this world?
对不对?
Is that right?
他用这个是 perfect, 很好。有没有人是 perfect?
Is there anyone perfect?
既然没有，我们也承认我们不是完全人，为什么神称他们是完全人?
If not, and we also know we are not perfect person, why God calls Job?A blameless person.
啊，你又讲了一个好的字 ，blameless. 这是翻译上一个问题。
This is the problem with our translation.
英文的翻译是，你看看，只要找中国人是说是完全人的，在英文的翻译是用的 blameless.
And if you read the English Bible, the Bible, when we talk about the Chinese perfect person, actually the English word is, we use here is blameless. That person is blameless.
中文翻成是完全，英文翻成是 blameless. Blameless 不等于是 sinless.
Blameless 完全的人并不是说这个人不是个罪人。
那 blameless 是什么意思呢？用中文来讲呢，就是无可指责。
Blameless in English word is just you don't have anything to be blamed for.
没有人可以到公众面前来控告你。
Nobody can accuse you of wrongdoings in public.
你可能有罪，可是没有人可以能够控告你。
Maybe you don't have anything. Maybe you're sinned, but nobody can accuse you in public.
可能对这个解释最好的是 John MacArthur.
John MacArthur has a very good explanation.
他说，我把它翻译成 中文了啊。约伯，我看看这个有没有？没有。他说约伯不是完全，也不是无罪。
Job is not a perfect person and he's not sinless.
可是呢，他信赖神的救赎。
But he believes God's redemption.
而且他忠心的过着表彰神的生活。
And he also faithfully living a life that glorify God.
他信靠神足够能够救赎他。
He believes God has the power to redeem him from sin.
然后他尽可能忠心的过一个表彰神生活，就他的生活中尽量的把神表彰出来。
And he tried his best to live a life that glorifies God.
那从这个观点来看，我们可不可以做得到？
From this point of view, can we also do that?
至少我们可以立志这样做。
But at least we can make our decision to live that kind of life.
我们做不到的，依靠神可以做得到。
The things that we cannot do ourselves,
我们只要全心全意的要把神从我们的生命中彰显出来。
And we need to wholeheartedly commit our life and glorify God in our life.
其实这就是基督徒。
This is Christian's life.
什么叫基督徒？基督徒就是小基督。
What is Christian? Christian is little Christ.
把基督变成基督，把我们变成基督。
Change ourselves just like the way Jesus lives.
所以我们常常唱一首诗歌叫 More Like Him， 对不对？更像基督，越来越像基督，这就是我们要过的一个生活。
That's the song we often sing, More Like Jesus.
所以这样我们可以看到，约伯是一个虔诚的人。
From this point, then we know that Job is a very humble man.
我们可以看到约伯是神所祝福的。
And we can know that Job is very blessed by God.
神给他很多的财富。
And God gives make him very prosperous.
七千羊，三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百个母驴，并有许多仆婢。
And he has 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 oxen, and 500 donkeys. God blessed him very much. Why we emphasize all his riches? We can talk about it later. Job is a very humble man.
所以说他打发人去叫他们，这个他们是指他的孩子们，自己。
And so here it says he urged the his servants to arrange the purify ceremony for his children.
然后呢，他自己每天早上按照他的孩子们的数目献燔祭。
And every morning he also sacrificed burnt offerings for each of his children.
他说什么？他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
And this is what he said, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
我们知道在约伯的时代，所谓的祭司的制度还没有案例。
We know that during Job's era that there's no priesthood.
大概也没有很多后来的 rabbi 之类的人。
Probably there's no teachers like rabbi at that time.
约伯在家里教导小孩子们关于神的事情。
So Job at his own home, he teaches his children himself about God.
然后他是他们家里的祭司，为他们献燔祭。
And he is also a priest for his entire family and offer burnt offerings.
约伯是这样的一个人。
So Job is such a person.
他是一个虔诚的人，他是一个神祝福的人，他也把神的话语在家里面教导他的小孩子们。
He is a humble man and he is blessed by God richly and he also teaches God's word in his own house.
我们现在来看一下神
Now we take a look at Satan.
圣经上常常提到撒旦。
Bible often mentions the name of Satan.
可是我们很少真正的学习到撒旦是什么样的人。
But we never seem to put our effort to study who Satan is.
我们从这里面看来，好像撒旦，从我们读的经节里面，好像撒旦在神面前来去自由的很。
From the verse we just read, it seems like Satan has total freedom in the presence of God.
你看从这里，他说有一天，这天使都到神面前，神召集他们来，他们要向神报告他们的事工，神要给他们教训。
And from verse 6, we can see that when someday that angels came to the presence of God and to report what they're doing.
是撒旦也来在其中。
And Satan was among them too.
所以他可以走来走去。
So he can going back and forth.
从这个经节里面，我们可以对撒旦有一些了解。
From this verse, we can know who Satan is.
他既然在这里跟神有回有答，有应答，有交谈，他一定是有智力的。And
here he can talk with to God, so he has some intelligence.
你假如从第九节到第十一节来看的话，你知道撒旦，第一他有情感，他有感情或者是情感都可以翻腾。And 为什么他是有一个恶意，恶意也是感情，对不对？
From verse 9 to 11, you can see that Satan has emotions, and especially here it talks about his evil feelings. The evil feelings are also emotions.
他蓄意的要毁灭约伯。
And he set his mind trying to destroy Job.
所以他有意志。
And he has his own will.
他说已经 set his mind, 他定心决定要毁灭约伯。
And he set his mind and trying to do harm to Job.
然后我们看第十一节，他不尊敬神。
And from verse 11, we can see that he does not fear respect God.
你看十一节说，你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。为什么我说他不尊敬？这一节表示他不尊敬神呢？
From verse 11 it says, stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
因为撒旦这里他的含义是说啊，约伯崇拜你。 因为你给他那么多好处，那么多的牛，那么多的羊，那么多的财物，你假如不给他这些，把这些拿掉，他一定不会崇拜你。Verse
11 tells us that Satan is accusing that God blessed Job so much. That's why Job fear God. If God takes away all those things, then Job will curse God.
换句话说。 撒旦是在讲神啊，你能够让人敬拜你，只不过是得给他们好处而已。And
use another word sentence, we can say that God, though people worship you because they were you bless them, they have use of you.
所以他对神的轻视。
So he has no respect to God.
我们也可以看到，从第七节。
And from verse 7, we can also see that Satan has certain authority on earth.
为什么这样说呢? 神问他说你从哪里来? 撒旦说我从地上走来走去, 往返而来。 为什么我说这句话表示他在地上掌权呢?
And from verse 7 here, Satan answered God from roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it. Why I say Satan has authority over earth.
在创世纪，神指给亚伯兰看，说这些地我要赐给你。
In Genesis, God only pointed out the land that in front of Abraham said, I will give all this land to you.
然后神吩咐亚伯兰到那个地方去，走来走去，横幅走遍这些地。
And God told Abraham to walk through this land and all those lands that he will bless Abraham with it.
表示凡是他所走过的地都是属于他的。
And God is trying to tell Abraham all the land he walked through, all God will give them all to him.
所以撒旦说，我从地上走来走去，往返而来，表示他在地上走来走去，他在那里掌权。
And here Satan also walked through the going back and forth on the earth. On earth, that means that he has certain authority over the earth.
Satan 这个名字还有另外一个意义，这个另外的一个意义，中文翻译叫做控告者。
And Satan's name has another meaning that is called accuser.
他的目的就是在神面前来控告人。
And he lives his life by accusing others.
或者是引诱人离开神。
Or tempt others to run away from God.
所以从这里我们看到，这就是撒旦要在约伯身上所做的事。
From this, we can know that Satan is trying to do all those bad things to Job too.
我们来思想一下神跟撒旦的关系。
Let's talk, think about what's the relationship between Satan and God.
有人认看说就是，哎呀，这撒旦他主动的要去毁灭约伯。
And some people say Satan trying to destroy Job.
其实我们这里看，在这关系里面是神是主动的，撒旦是被动的，撒旦是被动的。撒旦是神的工具。
But from the verse we just read, we can know that God is taking initiative in charge here. He is active and has sovereignty. But Satan is just an instrument and he is in passive situation.
神问他，他回答。
And God asked him and he answered.
神问他，你有没有查看我的约伯这个人呢？
God asked him if he ever examined Job.
他回答了，这个撒旦就回答了。
Then Satan
asked. 撒旦的目的是要让约伯离弃神。
And Satan trying to get Job to abandon God.
撒旦要设计来害约伯。
And Satan set a trap trying to destroy Job.
可是神的旨意也是要让约伯有苦难。
But God's sovereign meaning is gave Job some suffering in his life.
可是神的目的是要借着苦难来造就约伯。
But God's intention is through all these sufferings, He wants to test Job and make him grow spiritually.
所以撒旦他自己以为很聪明，找个机会来害约伯。
Satan thought himself is smart and he trying to find a chance to destroy Job.
可是在无知中，他变成神的工具。
But in his ignorance that he actually become an instrument to God.
最后是谁成功？神成功。
But who succeeded at last is God.
所以我们知道这是撒旦跟神之间的关系。
That's the relationship between Satan and God.
我们看一看撒那个约伯对逆境的反应。
Let's take a look at the response from Job.
那么这是我们很熟悉的经节。
These are our familiar verses.
这里说约伯站起来，撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上，下拜。
And verse 20 says that this Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head and worshipped God and fell to the ground.
撕裂外袍，剃头，这是以色列人在心里面伤痛的时候的表现。
When Israelites were really bitter in their heart, in their sadness, they would tear their robe and shave their head.
表示他是心里面很悲痛。
And he's trying to express his sadness in his heart.
儿子都死了，财产都不见了，都没有了，所以他很悲痛。然后呢，他下拜。虽然悲痛，他仍旧崇敬神。
All his children died, and all his belongings are gone. And in his great sorrow, he fell onto the ground and worshipped God.
因为后来约伯曾经说过，他说：“人为妇人所生，日子短少，多有患难。”啊，这就表示他承认在我们的人的一生中多有患难。
And in his later saying, Job said that every man came from a mother, and they in their life they have much suffering.
可是我们注意，他这里说，持身出于母胎，也必持身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。然后他这里又说，难道我从神手里得福？
And verse 21, he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gives, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
他讲这句话，证明他对神的旨意了解。
By saying this, that can testify he understands God's will.
我们知道，从圣经里面常常出现一个中心的题目，一个思想。
When we read Bible, we often find that there's like a theme verses in certain passage.
这就是主耶稣在登山宝训的教导。
And this is actually matches the our Lord Jesus Christ's teaching on the Sermon of the Mount.
生命胜过我穿的衣裳，身体。生命胜于饮食，身体胜过衣裳。这我们有这个叫野地的花，穿着美丽的衣裳，对不对？也就是有这首诗歌。所以这是马太福音里面登山宝训的教导。所以你们不要为生活繁忙，你们不要忧虑吃和穿。
And Jesus taught us in his Sermon on the Mount, he said, life is more than food and the body is more than clothes.
下面这个是保罗说的。我们中国人也是生不带来，死不带去。所以他说什么？因为我没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。保罗在提摩太书里面的教导要我们知足。
Paul also taught us in the first Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 says, For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. We should be content.
我曾经听过一个人讲过一句很简单的话，值得我们回忆。他这句话说的是什么呢？他说，一个人不可能比他刚刚出生的时候还贫穷。
And I often heard people say a very simple thing that there's no person that is so poor that he's even poorer than he first came into this world.
我持身来到这个路上，地上，对不对 ？Naked I came. 我们持身入体来，还有比那个更可能贫穷吗？从另外一个观点呢，他说我们人走的时候 也只不过是一个棺材而已。
And another thing is when we leave this world, we're just our body just put in a coffin.
所以我们从约伯所讲的话里面，他对这个反应可以看出他知足。
And from the verses uttered from Job, that we know that Job is a very content person.
这是一个我很喜欢的桃树 Tozer 是个很有名的这个圣经学者，很多人讲到喜欢引用他所讲，他写过一本书，这本书的英文名字叫 The Pursuit of God， 那么我们翻译成是认识神，其实是应该追求神。他这本书里面的第二章有这样一样的一个祷告，这个祷告的中文名字是说贫穷的福气，那么英文的是他原来的题目是什么，是 Blessedness of Possessing Nothing，什么都没有的福气 ，blessedness of possessing nothing。
This prayer is taken from a Bible scholar. His name is A.W. Tozer, and the topic he wrote a book called Pursuit of the God. And here is a prayer taken from his book. It's called the blessedness of the.
Possessing
nothing，
什么都没有。所以我就稍微解释一下这个意思啊。他的意思是说，他说父啊，我愿意更多的认识你啊，可是呢，我不敢放弃我心里面所喜爱的东西。为什么？因为假如我要把我心里面所喜爱的东西隔去的话，我会流血。这表示我们舍不得我们很多属实。所以呢，他说我就也不敢向你隐藏那种我心里面流血所带来一种恐怖的状况，所以他求什么呢？所以他求，他说从求你从我心中把一切我长久溺爱以及和我熟悉的生活连在一起的东西通通除掉，就是请求你把我里面所喜爱的变成我生活一部分的这些东西都把它除掉。为什么要把它除掉呢？结果就在这里，让你进到我里面居住，没有任何东西与你相争。
这
是
稍
微呀不必念了，我想这个也很长的意思，就是他自己没有办法隔掉他心里面所喜爱的。
This prayer tells the Heavenly Father that he wants to know more about God, but he is afraid to giving up all the toys in his heart. So he said, it should be through the often through the bleeding in his heart, then he can give up all those things. So he's asking God to help him to get rid of all those things so that God can live inside of him.
问题就在这里，让神进到我们里面，让没有任何东西与神相争。我们都知道耶稣诞生的时候，我们说 There's no room in the inn， 旅馆里面没有房子给他。我们心里面有没有地方for耶稣？我们常中文，对不对？我们心里面有没有耶稣？有没有地方给耶稣？我们怎么能够让耶稣进到我们的心里？就是要把这些东西都要除去。
Do we have any room in our heart to give to Jesus Christ to come in and to be Lord?
我们心里面充满了这些东西，我们溺爱的，把耶稣都挤出去了。
Often the things that treasured in our heart that didn't give Jesus Christ any room.
所以主耶稣基督 沙种子比喻谈到有几种土壤，有一种土壤种子也种进去了，也开花也结果，结果后来属世的烦恼属世的情况都进去把它挤掉了。这就是偷者告诉我们，一定要把心里面的这些属世的事情除掉，才会让耶稣在我们里面没有东西跟他相争。
We also know that from Jesus' teaching, there's a parable about sowing the seed. And oftentimes, there's too much in our hearts that we don't have any room for Jesus coming to live his life in us.
所以我们看到约伯的反应，他的态度，对于财产的态度，对于神的态度。我们看看约伯妻子的反应。
Now let's take a look at the Job's wife's response.
他说你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。
And his wife even told him that, are you still holding your integrity? Should you curse God and die?
你们看到这里对约伯的太太有什么看法？
What is your response to Job's wife?
是好还是不好？
是。
我刚刚看的时候，我觉得哇，这个妇人怎么这么可恶、啊、
？When I first read this, what a terrible woman she is.
她怎么对她丈夫一点都不同情，还叫他你弃掉神死了吧
？She has no mercy upon his husband, and he even asked his husband to curse God and die.
可是，在我准备这一天。讲到的时候，我也对他有了新的认识。
But during my preparation for this preaching, that I have gained some new knowledge about her.
你说他说的真是不合理吗？
Was she reasonable?
我是觉得其实他跟很多的基督徒都一样。
I felt like she's probably look lot more like a regular Christian.
我也说不定会跟她一样。
I probably just like her.
当事情不如意的时候，我们就抱怨。
When the things that do not go our own way, that we complain.
我们信神，希望一帆风顺，万事如意。
When we believe God, we think or we want everything just go smoothly according to our will.
有逆境发生，我们说神啊，我也经常做礼拜，我也有灵修，我也有奉献，我也爱弟兄姐妹，你怎么还让这种事情放在我身上？
When things suffering happens, then we complain to God. God, I come to church to worship you, and I study, and I lead others to you. Why you let such thing happen to me?
我最近看了一个统计，说现在美国的教会每一个月离开教会的人非常的多。
I learned the statistic that in our day's church, that a lot of people have their reasons to leave church.
所以我们从约伯他的反应，我们来思想一下现在教会所面临的危机。
From Job's wife's response, we can learn what is the problem that nowadays church face.
首先，我们注重现实。
First, we often focus on the reality.
我们信，就问，信对我有什么好处？
When we believe, we ask, what is the benefit when we believe?
我信神能够把我的婚姻变得更好，我信神是把我的事业变更发达，我信神让我的孩子更聪明，我信让我更发财。
I believe because I want God to give me a happy marriage and make my children obey and smart and give me a good career.
这也就是撒旦跟神讲的，你假如不给他这些好处，你说他还会信你吗？
This is what Satan told God, that if you don't give all these benefits to Job, will Job still believe you?
So Job, 约伯提醒我们一件，说不但义人要受苦， 我们还要思想，我们要过一个基督徒虔诚生活的动机是什么。
And Job reminded us here that not only the righteous will suffer, but they also need to think about what kind of life they will live.
我们不但注重现实，我们还有呢，质疑权威。
And oftentimes we also question authority.
Yeah.
We don't believe absolute authority.
你们多少人听过，甚至于说过，神在四千五千年以前讲的话，在二十一世纪就不适合。有没有人这样说的？
Have you ever heard people often saying that the word God speaks 4,000 or 5,000 years ago is not suitable to nowadays anymore?
我们有没有怀疑过？
Have we ever doubt about that?
这是一个危机。
This is a crisis.
C.S. Lewis 讲过一句话，他说啊，在古代的人来到神的面前是一个罪人被审判的态度。
And C.S. Lewis said this thing, that in the old days that when people approach God as they accuse the person, God as judge, people accuse the person, God as judge, but the modern man is on the bench and God is being judged.
那么现在的人来到神的面前是来审判神，
那
质问神，我们要质疑权威。
Nowadays, people come to God trying to judge God.
这是我们值得警醒的。另外一个，强调自主、自我、自觉，这个就是所谓人文主义的结果。
And another trap we also fall in is people now focus on self-ruling.And self-determination, self-centered.
我不知道国内的教育制度是怎么样，马克思主义是怎么样教导。我从小学、中学、大学一直到研究所，念的教育都是人文主义的教育。
And when I grow up in the elementary school, high school, and college, I often heard of the teachings about man-centered
humanism.我们都认为是什么？我是我自己生命的主宰，我是我命运的船长。这是一个很有名的人讲的话。I am the captain of my ship. I am the master of my soul. 人文主义没有神，现在很多人又开始注重到自己。
Humanism doesn't have God in their heart, then.
你们知道现在一个最大的危机，也是一个最大的异端，就是所谓的一个新的神学，叫做 feeling good theology， 中文要怎么翻法？感觉愉快的神学。这个 CBS 的 60 Minutes 有过这样一个 segment， 他介绍谁呢 ？Joe Austin。听过这个人没有？这恐怕是现在最大的一个假教师。If anybody who is a false teacher, that's false prophet， 这就是。他是讲的东西呀、啊，听起来有点好听啊。
So often his teaching sounds sincere.
我有一个翻译的对不对？生活舒适的神学啊 ，feeling good。他说啊，他们相信神存在，我们相信神存在。相信神创造一切，相信神是好的，啊，人做基督徒要良善，要和蔼，与人公平相处，这都很好，没有错。问题开始了，生命的中心目标是什么？是我们要开心，要过得很舒舒服服的，要感觉良好，要 feeling good。为什么这个是给我们一个问题？他说，教会可以满足你们的需要，
They often say that church can satisfy what you need.
你们到教会来，你们可以问教会可以为我做什么。
You come to church, you can ask the church what the church can do for you.
你不要问我为教会可以做什么，我为神可以做什么。
Don't ask the what I can do for the church and what I can do for God.
当你觉得不如意的时候，你就觉得神失败了。
When you feel not right, not good, then you think that God failed you.
当你对神失望的时候，你就离开了。
When you're disappointed at God, then you leave the church.
所以这就是我们虽然说是约伯的太太在那很久以前就说你就遗弃神死吧，现在很多人也是一不如意走了。
Job's wife tell Job to curse God and die. And often nowadays people that they when they feel that God failed them, then they also leave church and be away with God.
我们最后思想的这一个问题，神为什么让我们在这个世上有苦难？
And let us think about why God gave us sufferings in this life.
痛苦、失望、疾病、天灾人祸。
Difficulties, sufferings, disappointment, illness, and disasters.
C.S. Lewis 对于 suffering 苦难花过很多的时间来研究。
C.S. Lewis often spend a lot of time to study what is the suffering in the Christian's life.
因为我要把他照片放出来，所以就把这个英文的摆在上面，所以我们就不去翻英文。他这个意思是什么呢？其实他讲的是很简单，他的意思是说，在痛苦或者是苦难里面，包括了自然的旨意，也包括了自由意志的存在。换句话说，当困难来的时候，我们有一个自由意志的选择。那么人常常问说，神既然无所不能，为什么不去造一个人，每个人都不犯罪，就都听神的话？可是神给人有自由意志，所以我们不是像傀儡一样让我们可以选择。所以苦难里面就包括了自由意志的存在。在生命里面，假如我们把生命中的痛苦全部除掉的话，就没有生命了，所以生命也就被除掉了。他讲了这些话，他后面呢又讲，他这个说是什么意思呢？他是说啊，当我们很享乐的时候，我们快乐享受的时候，神亲身跟我们讲话。假如神要跟我们的良心讲话的时候，神去正常的语调跟我们讲话。可是在苦难的时候，神向我们大声的吼叫。为什么神要向我们大声的吼叫？是因为他要唤醒我们这个聋了的耳朵，而只是聋了的世界。换句话说，要大声的把我们这些聋的人唤醒起来，借助苦难。这是苦难给我们的一个功用。那么苦难是在所有教义中给我们最大的一个挑战。
Suffering is the most challenging one in among all the doctrines.
我们对神的旨意没有办法完完全全的了解。
We cannot fully understand what is God's meaning during the complete understanding of those.
所以在圣经里说，隐秘的事是属耶和华，我们神的；唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的。
That's why in Deuteronomy it says the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children.
所以保罗也说， 我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时要面对面的，我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13:12, for now we see only a reflection as in the mirror, then we shall see face to face, now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
所以有很多神的旨意我们是不了解，有很多问题我们没有办法回答。
And there's a lot of God's will we probably cannot fully understand, and some questions we cannot answer.
所以我们说知就知，不知就不知，对不对？
No.
知就知，不知就不知。
If we know, we know. If we don't know, we really don't know.
还是承认我们不知道。
We just need to admit.
是不是就变成知也？这是我们中国的哲学家讲的，很有道理。那么我们可以从约伯身上稍微看一看。这个苦难为什么有这个苦难？那我们这里有三点。
We can learn from Job's life that there's three points we learn from suffering.
我们看第一点，苦难和痛苦是使我们成圣的关键。
And difficulties and suffering often is a crucial point.For us to be sanctified.
约伯经过受苦难以后，他更成了坚定的信心，成为圣人。
Job through his suffering, he become more complete and mature.
那么这里面这些经节我们都很熟悉，这就谈到苦难所带给我们的优点。
And these verses we are very familiar with, that's teaching us the suffering can give us all the benefits.
那么接下来，苦难和痛苦使我们能够更认识神，可以更亲近神。那么约伯经过了苦难以后，他曾经说过一句话，他说：“从前我风闻有你。”但是现在我亲自眼见，这就表示他跟神亲近。然后他又跟神说，他说你问我，我就回答。那么他就，我们刚刚这个呼召的时候，我们选的诗篇里面就谈到，说我们要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，向他询问。
And sufferings often bring us more close to God and know God more.
最后一点，苦难对我们有好处。
And often the last point.
为什么苦难对我们有好处？这是我们罗马书八章二十八节，我们都很熟悉。万事互相效力，使爱神的人得益处。这里说的是万事，什么是万事？是所有的事。那么所有的事包括好的、如意的，也包括不好、不如意的。不如意的环境，神可以使用它，让我们得益处。
And suffering also gave us benefits. In Romans chapter 8, it says.That we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, and we have been called according to His purpose. It's a good thing. That means sometimes good things happen in our life, sometimes the bad things happen in our life.
我们今天就看到了这几点。我们从约伯的身上看到苦难，借着苦难，我们可以。更能够虔诚，更能够在属灵里面成熟。
Through Job's suffering, we can learn that suffering happens in our life. Through suffering, that we can become more sanctified and mature.
借着苦难，我们可以跟神有更亲近的关系。
through suffering, we can be more close to God.
借着苦难，我们可以得到造就，我们可以得到益处。
Through suffering, can benefit us.
好，我们一起祷
告。Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你把约伯记放在我们的心中。
You put the book of Job in our life.
你让我们了解苦难在我们身上的意义。
You help us understand the meaning of suffering.
也告诉我们在苦难来临的时候，我们应该如何的应付。
You also taught us when the suffering come, how should we respond?
这是你宝贵的功课。
These are the lessons, the precious lessons from you.
所以我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.